So today's Torah portion, Vayalech, he went, Deuteronomy chapter 31. And in chapter 31, Moses strengthens the people and tells them to be strong and courageous and conquer the land. So let us read these verses from the scriptures. Let us open Deuteronomy chapter 31, today's Torah portion, and let us read verse 6. The interesting, very interesting verse here. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Chazak, be courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble before them, before your enemy. For Adonai your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. And in another translation, be strong, be bold, don't be afraid or frightened of them. One of the main messages of today's Torah chapter is expressed in simple words spoken to the people. Be courageous, do not be afraid or tremble before them. But as can be said, easier said than done. It's one thing when you are in comfortable living conditions, when nothing threatens you. You feel comfortable, and the Bible seems understandable and straightforward. It is one thing. But when difficult moments of trial come in life, when your faith in God is tested, and everything around is crumbling, how can we then not be afraid? This is the question. How do we apply this commandment in practice? Not be afraid and not be terrified. So now let's talk a little about fears. And I want to be clear here, please. I want to be clear. First, I want to say that not being afraid does not mean being stupid or reckless. We always need to be careful and wise. We need to take care of our families, of ourselves, of the people who surrounds us. And the second, we are not talking about justifiable types of fear, some of which God allows us, which lead to our self-preservation in the face of danger. I believe Deuteronomy 31st chapter 31 talks here about the inner state of timidity and fear that handcuffs a person's life, keeping him from living a complete life, from going forward, from achieving his goals and conquering a land. Do not be afraid. This means do not let fears settle in your heart and destroy your destiny. Do not let fears rule over decisions and actions. Do not let fears motivate you. Truth, fear is helpful in small quantities, but it is a poor counselor in life. So now the main question, how to get rid of non-godly fear in your life? The Brit HaChadashah, the New Testament, gives us an answer, and I believe this is a profound and important answer for us. Let us open 1 book of John 4:18, letter of John, from John. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears has not been made perfect in love. The Bible teaches us that love drives fear out of our hearts. So what kind of love is the Apostle John talking about? Where can we get this perfect love? The perfect love that the Apostle John speaks of is God's love. In the same letter from John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, we can read, The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. The Lord not only loves us, but He is the very source of that love. And perfect love comes only from Him. He is the source of love. I heard an interesting comparison. The Lord is our sun, and He shines with His love. And we are like a moon reflect His love when His light shines on us. The love of God changes our lives and our motives, our ministry, our thinking, and as a result, our destiny. Let's look at the example of the Apostle Paul or Rabbi Shaul in Book of Acts, chapter 14, verses 19 through 23. And let us look at this book together. Book of Acts, chapter 14, 19 through 23. I believe it is a beautiful place of scripture, very important for us. So, verse 19, Book of Acts, chapter 14. But Jewish people came from Antioch and Iconium, and after they won the crowd over and stoned Paul, they were dragging him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. But while the disciples surrounded him, he got up and went back into the city. On the next day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After proclaiming the good news to that city and making many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They were strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to persevere in faith and saying, "It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God." When they had handpicked elders for them in every community and prayed with fasting, they placed them in the care of the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. What a place of scriptures. What a story. What a message here. It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God. I call this message from Rabbi Shaul, the life of faith. How to enter the kingdom of God. Imagine when the Apostle Paul was stoned and his body was thrown out of the city for preaching the good news about Yeshua. This was the reason. He not only did not stop loving God or leaving ministry, but he began to preach and serve the Lord even more than before. Even more than before. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's a very interesting place of scripture. Chapter 12, 2 Corinthians, verse 1. I must go on boasting, though it does not good. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Messiah, but whether in the body, I don't know, or whether out of the body, I don't know. God knows. 14 years ago, he was caught up to the third heaven. I know such a man, whether in the body or outside of the body, I don't know, God knows. He was caught up into paradise and heard words too sacred to tell, which a human is not permitted to utter. Some Bible commentators say that the apostle wrote this about himself when he was stoned, but God brought him back to life. And he was in the heaven with the Lord and heard words too sacred to tell. He met with the Lord again. The first time it was on the way to Damascus. What a courage and faith, Rabbi Shaul, Apostle Paul, showed to us. Many would have fled from that city. There were where they had tried to kill them, but he returned there to finish the work of good news he had begun. Many would then live in fear and leave such a dangerous ministry, for which were such a great price, one's life. But Paul, Rabbi Shaul, with even greater zeal and even more tremendous courage, continued preaching the gospel and founding new Messianic congregations. Why? This is the question. I believe God's love for the people was the main reason for this. The perfect love of the Lord filled his heart and cast his fear. So now I want to answer essential questions. The questions are, how can we have such love? Where can we get it? Who can give it to us? We can find the answer to these vital questions in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, the book from Rabbi Shaul, Romans 5, 5. And hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh, who was given to us. Again, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh, who was given to us. The love of God, therefore, comes from the knowledge of Him, from communion with the Lord, from being received and filled with the Holy Spirit. So today the whole world dwells in hatred and fear, but the Lord tells us, do not be afraid, be strong and courageous. And that is only possible when we have a deep relationship with God in the Holy Spirit. Recognizing God and immersing ourselves in the Holy Spirit, being filled with Him, we become different and our motives change. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Ruach Adonai is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Imagine the joy, freedom, and deep meaning in life when we are standing before God and are filled with His Spirit. When we get to know Him as He is and learn to understand Him. Today is the time to know the Lord more deeply and trust Him. This is the time. Now I want to emphasize one crucial detail. Our strength and faith come from God. Last week, Rabbi David and I spoke about this. There are times when we are not able to change anything, not even able to believe, and when we do not feel God's presence. I remember this story from Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Mark 9, 23 and 24. This is an interesting story here. If you can, Yeshua said to him, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the boy's father cried out, I believe. Help my unbelief. This is an example of a man who no longer even believed. As it seemed to him, he did not feel faith in his heart, but took the only right step. He came to Yeshua and he received the answer from him. God's power is much greater than ours. And when we no longer have the strength to walk in faith, to believe the Bible, to pray, we need to remember the promise from Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He gives strength to the weary, and to the one without vigor, he adds might. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But they who wait for Adonai will renew their strength. They will soar up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. they will walk and not to be faint. You see, our strength does not come from us, not from our bravado, but our knowledge of God. I want to read one fascinating place from the Bible about the lives of many today. Lives of many. It is in Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Habakkuk 3, 17. Though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no yield on the vines, though the olive crop fail, and the fields produce no food, the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no cattle in the stalls. Yet I will triumph in Adonai. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Adonai, my God, is my strength. He has made me feet, my feet like a deer's, and will make me walk on my high places. I will praise the Lord. I will triumph in Adonai. I will rejoice. You know what? It is not possible to do it on our own. It is impossible by our own strength. But it is possible only in the Lord, in His strength. The God of my salvation. These words indicate a deep personal relationship, full hope and trust in God. Now, today, is the time to delve into a relationship with God. Get to know Him. Learn to hear and trust His voice. Superficial religiosity no longer helps. Only knowledge of the Lord, deep and sincere prayers, filling with the Holy Spirit, communion with Him will lead us forward. This is the time to know the Lord. We all know the instructive story with Peter when he got up of the boat and walked on the water. I would like to read it. It is in Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Matthew 14, 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Yeshua came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost," and they cried out with fear. But immediately Yeshua spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, I am, don't be afraid." Answering, Peter said to him, "Master, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water to go to Yeshua. But seeing the wind, he became terrified. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Master, save me." Immediately Yeshua reached out his hand and grabbed him. And he said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You really are Son of God, Ben Elohim." What a story. While Peter was looking at the Lord Yeshua, he was able to walk in faith. But as soon as he took his eyes off the Lord and began to look at the problems and circumstances, his heart began to fill with fear. He stopped seeing the source of faith, Yeshua, and began to drown. But the mercy of the Lord saved him. Yeshua extended a helping hand to him and pulled Peter out of the boat, out of the depths. He saved him. What I would like to share with you, again, the main idea, the heart of my message today. It's very simple, but very important. This is the time to seek the Lord more deeply and completely. And this is the time to prepare to know Him. I would like to read once again today's Torah chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 31. It's very important to remember the commandment of the Lord. Hazak, be courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble before them. For Adonai your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Thank you so much. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing, as we normally do at Beth Israel, and we'll return to Eric's home for a final song. Let us pray together. Yevrechecha Adonai v'ishmerecha, Ye'er Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.